Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if they keep trying.
Yeah. Okay. Rabbi, welcome to our Hedekah gathering here. Meet together every Sunday night, Yom Rishon, work on the Maisa, something very special, very valuable, and very rare. It's a paid-for commercial. So come one, come all. It's a... What we usually do here is that I try to give over of this, these spiritual exercises that I myself in Kabul many years ago for Rav Miller, Rav Victor Miller. Today he's becoming very popular, even more than B'Shas Chayav. And the years, the last years of his life, when he was, you know, getting to know very well known, he didn't have these vadim. I was there to get, you know, to... I would rather be part of a network of Vadim that he had through the years of during the 50s, the late 50s, a long time ago. And at that time he had, you know, when he was comparatively not so known, he had a network of Vadim like we have here tonight. Tried to, my best to carry on the tradition of his format, and it's a zechus, you know, that you're hearing like Kli Rishon, you know, the Vadim that he gave. That, and I know from my experience for many years that we're doing this, that people tell me, even though B'Shas Maisa, sometimes you don't feel so much the Tawelas, but in the course of time, like, you see that there's a definite benefit, Bez Hashem. Okay, Rabbi Say, so on with the show, as they say, Bez Hashem, and so we have tonight's, but he writes that Hashem should give us the Siyata Dishmaya. Again, I always thank Hashem that he sends these hardy souls that understand and appreciate the value of it, and we're able to have the Chabur of Hashem. So last week, what did we spoke about? What did we say?
The focusing. Let's say focusing, or not being distracted. Walking down the street, not being distracted, trying
right.
to take
right,
moments.
Right,
of
right. In other words, we try to be aware, conscious of a certain power, a certain force that's within us. That it's one of the force that Hashem puts into us that has to be harnessed and controlled. And it's some kind of, if you're not made aware of it, so you can live your life and not even be aware that this force takes control over you. And it's like a wild, almost useless force of curiosity. So that was the good. Yes, you have something you'd like to share with us? Something quick, a quickie, Baruch, you have something to share with us?
Test.
You passed
already? Yes.
That was a quick
test.
Yeah.
It
was the eyes.
Right, yeah. So the Uvda... You learned it from football in the past, you know. Mm-hmm. Quick way.
So the Uvda was to do it three times a day.
Right.
I found that I wasn't actually like out in public three times a day in such a way that I actually felt.
Mm.
But I did do it, especially when I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
Or like communicating.
I hope it was safe. You know,
no, I'm saying
you look at each other at both. Yeah, I understand.
Just focus on when I'm driving instead of like, you know, oh, who's that walking there?
Right.
And who's
right.
there? And like,
right.
it's just there. I don't have that much time that I'm like, kind of like just kind of out there.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my time is like, you know, just more focused, either
right.
in the house or at work or at least major. So, but I found it useful to like at least the first amount of time that
when you were doing it,
you're out at least, because that's what we said, I didn't do it three times a day, but at the times when I was kind of between things, so I would try to focus on, no, I'm not going to, just gonna
Very good. You just brought up a point, a very good point, which I failed to mention last week. that a very interesting manifestation of this is, yeah, we spoke about it as walking in the street, but you mentioned the Beis Medrash. That's a very good manifestation of it. You know, like when we're by the Beis Knesset, when shul. So there's an urge that we have just to look around, who's there, you know, who's not there. Just not because you're looking for somebody, you know, especially. Just you know, the mind, yeah, wanders and looks, and that's part of this. You know, are you ever aware of this in shul, like looking around all the time, looking around? It's the but that's what it do with this famous Yeshiva Katana in Kelm. I don't know if any of you ever heard of it. It was this very special place where there was like very special chinuch. It was, I think, somehow connected with Sabbat. Anyway, it was a place where there was very, very special chinuch. And one of the things that they worked on in the Talmidim was this thing that you know, especially during davening, never to look around, just to keep focused, you know, on the sitter. And there was a whole story that some gevir once came, you know, to see the yeshiva, and he pulled up with his coach and with a whole entourage and noise and this. They came to the Beis Medrash, and like he was fascinated how like none, you know, with all the noise and the entourage and everything, you know, and like nobody lifted up their eyes, you know, to see what was. They were machanich. They were certain things they worked on very, very much. That the midas, and besides it was yeshiva they learned, but the chizuk and Yerushimayim and working on all these different things. That there was one of the things that they worked on. Not to look around and. So Rabbi, you weren't here, but you understand what we're talking about, at least, right?
Yes.
And Baruch, you have something you want to share with us? You were here last week.
Yes, I was. I found it was very good when driving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to do that a lot. I mean, yeah. Then I was talking to myself, saying, well, you have to like look around. They teach you that in driving school. But,
yeah.
But like, I think I was looking a lot too much when right. I was driving, more than like the, you know,
I myself find even you're riding in a bus or in a car, not the driver, like always, you know, looking. Like
every little thing you used to catch.
Right. If you're not, Rabbi Miller was the one that brought this to my attention in the framework of when the Vadim, you know, but till he brought it to my attention, it was even conscious that you're doing it, you know, you're not even aware of it, you know, like, all right, Baruch Hashem, Moshe, you have something you want to share with us?
I did it a lot when I was walked to shul, especially in the morning, mm-hmm. and really focused on it, and it was a limud. I mean, it was good, it worked for me, focus and keep in my head. But the Rav was saying it, it's like, you know, you don't want to keep your head down, but it's funny, you know, if you, once you start looking, it's like, where's the balance between, like in driving, you know, you have to look where you're going, but you don't want to be too distracted. It was, I'm trying to find exactly that. You know, so you see someone on the street that you know, you want to, you know, you don't want to be like a, you know, mm-hmm. but on the other hand, you start looking around too much.
That the building up, you're being up, is the biggest problem that I have with it. You know, finding the this balance of like, especially, you know, so myself, I like to try to be friendly with people. You know, we worked at within the Vat, how important it is today to say good morning, say hello. So. On one hand, like I'm always petrified that I'm going to pass by somebody that I know, and I'm not going to be aware of it, and you know, the person will be taken back, and, you know, like as if I'm angry at them or something, you know. So like you have to make some kind of a balance of, but you can do it. It's not easy, but you can work out, and like. One of the things that No, it says Avraham Avinu had control over all the parts of all the Devarim. So this is thing, I believe this is one of the things that Rabbi Miller spoke this out before us also. This is one of the areas that Chazal talking about, that he had this control where to, when to look how much, and there's a way that you can look that superficially, that you can be aware of who you're passing, but it's not a non-concentrated, non-focused look. So you're aware, but then of course the parameters of the distance you cut out, right? And it's only like immediately around, and even then you can be filter, like the way you could, if you try it, you can see if you work it out, there's a way how you can be aware of who's but without having to concentrate on. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Yisai.
I also found, sorry, in davening in shul, it used to be like, so, you hear someone walk in or something, so like,
exactly.
You thought about it more, and I didn't do that. So
right,
that
right,
was
right. I don't know if you were here. Were you here when I just was talking about?
Oh,
no,
sorry.
No. No, I just was mentioned before you came in, right. Bor Shekivain. In the base medrash, even when you come in the base medrash to learn, like there's a tendency to look around, so it's an avoda to be focused. Okay, Rabbi Zai. So I'm happy to have shared this avoda with you. It's something probably I could take an intelligent or unintelligent guess that probably if we wouldn't have the auspices of this Vat, you'd probably go through your whole life and never ever hear of such a concept, such an avoda. And it's something very important. I think it's very basic, when you're like, it's because it's something that is nageya, that encompasses, a large part of our life, because we're always going places, we're doing things, even sitting in the base measure, sitting in shul, and it is definitely one of the areas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to develop ourselves, develop these muscles of self-control in this area. And it's very interesting that I say again that probably you would never even hear such a thing without the auspices of this, so I'm happy to share it with you, and I hope that Be'ez Hashem, like all the other of this, what happens is that it's a seed that someday Be'ez Hashem you become more developed. Nicely, you develop the muscles, get good muscles. Okay, but basically we have really a lot of work tonight. Tonight's a very special night because. We know we've discussed here on other occasions that the cornerstone of our whole Yiddishkeit really is the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is supposed to be the main fuel of our whole connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and serving Hashem. And if how connected we are, I would take again a guess that most of us aren't like really so connected with the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Esem Makis like throughout the year. And if we knew Alpi the Emes, how much it's needed for our spiritual nutrition, in other words, how much it's necessary for us to have this, in order to be successful, the Avodas Hashem. So it really is like a propeller. It's really incomprehensible how we are able to put on tefillin in the morning and we keep Shabbos and we're Elchi Yidden, we're Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, without having this important ingredient, without being connected with it as much as really we should. It's a thing that the whole year is really a necessity to be connected with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we say the Yetzias Mitzrayim, I mean it's not just the fact that we went out, it's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, and the ways and means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to extricate us from Mitzrayim was the Esem Makis and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and it's the chizik, the demonstration of the Yad Hashem that comes out from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the chizik that we're talking about, that we really, really really, it's really necessary that we need to be successful over Hashem. So how we're able to pull it over without being connected as we should, you know, with the Yesod Makis, I don't know. I think I've mentioned here, maybe in the framework of this Vad, that it could be, you don't realize that what we say in Ovo L'Tzion, Hashem makes a bris with Klal Yisrael, and which means it's a bris that there has to be a certain amount of shomer Torah mitzvahs, right? It's agreement. Hashem. So sometimes our success in being shomer Torah mitzvahs is that we are being showered with the auspices of that bris that Hashem made. In other words, not so much because our nobody should get discouraged or depressed because of that, but sometimes we are being successful in the way of Hashem because Hashem is bestowing upon us to be recipients of this bris that He made with Klal Yisrael, that there has to be, you know, Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Ani zois b'risi ruchi asher alecha or the voice hasam tevicha lo yamushim b'picha, that there's a certain amount of people. So it could be these people that even though they're not really up to par, you know, with their requirements, but they're zeicha anyway because of this bris. So now you can ask, why are these people zeicha? And you see, so many people aren't. So on that you can say, I would venture to say, maybe because these people have a special sincerity. So you are earning it, but sometimes not, you know, if you're not earning what you're really getting, but you're earning the zechus to get it because of your sincerity. So there is your involvement there, but not necessary that account for being, you know, putting on tefillin in the morning and keeping Shabbos, right? We don't realize how much of it could be because of that gift. But anyway, Rabbi Say, I just want to say that we don't realize how much we really have to be connected with the Yesod Makis. We see that Chazal tell us in Brachos that Shema Yisrael Hashem Malkeinu Hashem Echad. That's a machlokes. It's a machlokes Tanoim, whether it's the Reis or the Rabbanon. But Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim twice a day. We say No Chel Hashem Echad Shavtesi right in Vayomer. So everybody holds that's the Reis. So we pass in that Krishna is also the Reis. But it's a machlokes Tanoim and Yisias Mitzrayim. It's unanimous that's the Reis. So there's a message there. So this is Bamedama Murim the whole year. But what about now these parshas that the sages talk about it? So this is time that we should, you know, Dova Tov Bita Matoy Dova Bita Bismanoi, that we should use this time like to rejuvenate it, to dust it off, to sparkle it up, right? To be mechazik it. Also, the Sforim tell us that when you have the parshas, the Shavua, it's not just like the Chazal divided it up and it's just, you know, we have to go through the Chumash every year, so it just happens to be now. They tell us that if this is the subject matter of the parshas, that means that there's a special connection, a special ruchnistika, a zuchus that we have to be connected with those in Yonim, right? So these parshas, these are the parshas of the Yesod Makis. So we have to take advantage of them, Rabbi Say, to use the opportunity to, you know, be mechazik ourselves and to, you know, to brighten up, you know, our connection with the Yesod Makis. Like what's necessary really is first of all a sensory perception, visualizing them clearly. In other words, using our auspices of the imagination to try to visualize it, and secondly, to try to learn things from the, you know, lessons from the Makis. They're valuable lessons that we can learn from them. Each Maka has, but it's not sometimes so obvious. You have to spend time thinking about it, and there are things that you can learn from the Makis. Maybe I'll try to give you one example of what I'm referring to. But the actual visualization means that you have to sit and just picture it. There's a story, a famous story of the Chafetz Chaim, that he was sitting in his room and we heard laughter coming out of his room. So, which is very unusual. Like for the Chafetz Chaim, maybe today it wouldn't be considered so unusual, but for the Chafetz Chaim, like they hear him laughing to himself. So they looked into the room, they saw he was holding a chumash. It was these parshas, you know, of the Makis. And obviously he's being misbinding into, he was reading parsha, the Makkah of Sfardeya and visualizing it. And he was saying, good to say, good to say. You know, let them have it. You know. He was picturing the visualization of how the Chazal described, you know, what was going on. And when you when we try to visualize what the Chazal tells us about the Makkah, sometimes it's actually humorous, you know, at the sight of this mystery coming home with his attaché case from work for his computers, and he comes home, sit down to eat supper after a hard day's work, and his wife serves him a soup, and then lurking under the surface of the soup there's a bullfrog, and he's just about to, you know, dig into the soup, and this bullfrog with standing broad jump mamash right in his face together with the mushrooms, and he gets all disgusted and he walks away from the table. Forget about the supper, just go to sleep, you know, he puts on his pajamas and he's just about to slink into dreamland when 1, 2, 3 go, and all of a sudden they all start together, you know, 35 bullfrogs under his pajamas, in the blanket, under the pillow, all together they start commandeering, jumping, and so this is what the Chafetz Chaim was visualizing. He was laughing, you know, from the from the comedy of the scene, but he was engaging in this activity of trying to visualize a sensual perception of you know, of what it looked like. So this visualization, you should try to base it on whatever you know about Midrashim, or you know, whatever you know about the Makkah. So try to picture it, and then also try to think into the Makkah. Maybe there's some lessons that you can learn. What can you learn from the Tzfardeya? What can you learn from the Kinim? What can you learn from the Oroiv? You know, one of the lessons that I think we learned from the Orov is that the animals that were enemies, you know, that didn't get along, that were natural, animals you call enemies, natural, what should you call it? Well, we'll call them enemies. The time it was.
Predators.
Well, yeah. They made shalom, you know, to you know, when they came to the urbanism centers of Mitzrayim, and they were working together, coordinating together, you know, to do their thing that was bringing terrible tzara and Yisroel and the Mitzrayim, which they deserved. But the lion chases a person, he climbs up a tree, and then up on the tree there's a monkey waiting with a coconut that gives a guy a bang over the head, and then he falls down off the tree, and there's a big humongous crocodile waiting with his mouth open when the guy falls down, you know. So these scenes are comical, but it's full of Yerushalayim and the chizik and the realization that the Baruch Shalom is the balabasa of the Bria. And but there's a lesson there that we can learn, that could be just like these animals made peace, and it was Taka Yisurim coming out from it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was also giving a message for Klal Yisrael that they were doing the wrong thing by making peace with the Egyptians. In other words, they were guilty of, after they became Avodim, I don't know what's going on, but prior to that, they were making peace with people that they really shouldn't have mixed and mingled with. That was one of the things that they were guilty of in Mitzrayim. And so it could be that this lesson, the lesson was for the Yidden also, all the Makkahs. So maybe this was something that the Yidden was supposed to learn out from you know, from the Makkahs. I'm just giving an example of... So, Rabbi Say, That's this part of the Uvda, to visualize and to try to learn out lessons. And now I just want to also mention to you that this, I personally myself find, and you probably find it also, that it's not an easy Uvda. It's not an easy Uvda. In other words, to visualize and to picture, it's not so difficult. But, you know, to feel that you're really getting a tuelis from it, that's going to be a source of your shemayim and chizik. Sometimes I feel that even doing this thing, and we know from the Chazal that it's supposed to be a source, a tremendous source of our avodas Hashem. This is supposed to give us mamish energy and koach to serve Hashem. But sometimes, okay, you're looking at visualizing the pictures, but somehow, sometimes the there's a power, there's a vacuum in being able to translate into the avodas Hashem itself. I find that myself, that, but I just know that from so many Chazal and so many sources that it's supposed to be there, it's supposed to be the source. So even though, so if you have the chizik, that's gevaldik, right? That's terrific, and maybe you all will deserve to have it. But I'm just saying, even if you don't feel so mechusik of it, but just the fact that you're trying to do it, you're trying to visualize all these things, and you're trying to keep in mind that this is all happening because it's the Bria, and Hashem is showing that He is the boss over the Bria, He's controlling, He's demonstrating, He's coming out in the open to show that Hashem Hu Elokim, the Malchus Shemayim, and it's being manifested in the form of all the Nisim, of all these Makis. So why these things were selected as the demonstration, so that's the second part of the Uvda, to try to be misbeinin and try to see what you can learn out, you know, to connect it. But as we visualize it, we're supposed to think in your mind that you see Hashem Hu Elokim, He's in charge. That he he's the one that's in charge of all the animals. He brought them into the world, the crocodile, the snakes, the scorpions, the cobras, the jumbo elephants. It's Him, HaKadosh Baruch, who created them, and He's asserting His Malchus Shemayim by showing you that here they're now all going to do an act of demonstrates their allegiance and their acknowledgement of Hashem Hu Elokim, because He's in control. So He's mamish bringing them together over here, all these humongous, ferocious Brias, and they're all doing their thing for the Melech HaOlam, the one who's in charge of them. And then you see the Sfardeya doing their act, and the Kinam are doing their act, and the boils, the microbiology of the boils that produces boils are doing their act. Everybody say they're doing the act. They eat the little germs, the little cells. You know, know who their boss is, and how do you get boils? You know, body full of boils. It's not like a, you know, Purim, you know, costume. It comes from biological, you know, from Streptokokka, Chvesa, all kinds of bacteria. So that means the bacteria, you know, okay, boss, you know, if that's what you want, we'll go to it. And they produce these boils. So you see that the Baruch Shalom, He's the Melech Olam, and all these, the whole Bria is coming out and showing that the Hashem Hu Elokim, that Hashem is our boss, Hashem created us, and Hashem is running the world, and He's giving His command to the boils, you know, to these microorganisms to do their job, you know, their bacterial activity, and they produce the boils, right? And the Bora, then. So each thing has its lesson, you know, and then there's a lesson why these things. And so I would say that's, visualize and try to think into it. And then secondly, I wanted to suggest twice a day we mentioned that we have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechir HaSisiyas Mitzrayim, right? So, which means that we have to be Maskir HaSisiyas Mitzrayim twice a day. And when you say Maskir HaSisiyas Mitzrayim, it doesn't mean you see it, that we just went out. The mitzvah d'oraisa, to remember that we're someone else, not the remember the fact that we went out, it's that how we went out. right? It's not just the uvda that we went out. The chizik they're supposed to get from Zechirat Seis Mitzrayim is the manner of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, which was the Esamakis. That is the Seis Mitzrayim, not just the fact uvda that we went out. Hashem took us out through political means that somebody overthrew Paro, so that you know we would have a mitzvah deraisa to do that twice a day. It's the how Hashem took us out. So when we came the mitzvah of Zechirat Seis Mitzrayim, we should try very quickly to go through the Esamakis. In the Haggadah, it says, Yehudah Yenosem Simon, Tetzach Hadash Bakav, right? So all the Mephoreshim Oymed, like, what is Rabbi Yehudah trying to tell us? They made Rabbi Yehudah Yenosem Simon, Tetzach Hadash Bakav. So they try to say the Chiddush is the category, the fact that he categorized them in that way. The Tzacha has certain meaning, those three, these have meaning. But I heard also a very beautiful thing from Rav Miller, how a very simple way and probable way how he explained it. He said, Rav Yehudah Nosem Simon, whenever you find it in the Gemara, it means it's a tool for memorization, right? Simon in the Gemara is that like it's you see a sugya, Rashi Tevas, and it's a reference to the sugya, right? So Rav Yehudah Nosem Simon, it's exactly reflecting this exact thought that we're talking about now, that really we're supposed to be live with the Seis Mitzrayim, with the Esamakis. So Rabbi Yehuda was giving you a simon, was telling you that you should have a simon to remember, to keep it with you all the time. That was his message. Or you have a simon that he's telling us that here's a simon that you should be able to keep it with you all the time. When you go to a yid in Tevis, you say, Reb Yid, what are the Esamakis? Can you tell me? He's supposed to be living with it and supposed to motivate him. So he said, well, let's see. Dam, that's easy. That's the first one. We start off with Dam, you know. Then he speaks, he thinks a few minutes, oh, it's Tzfardeya, right? Then he says, Choshech. No, that's at the end, Choshech. You know, it takes him 20 minutes to get it together. So if it's supposed to be a tool, so we should keep it with it. So we're assuming that you should have it in your fingertips. So first I wanted to suggest that when we're kaim the mitzvah deraisa of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, twice a day, so we should quickly, you know, flare through your mind the Esamakis, you know, the Dam, the Sadeya, the Kinim. I have a certain code, a certain system that I myself devised for myself, how I connect with the words of Anochi Yetzir Hashem Melecha with the Esamakis. But we don't have time, shall live and be well. Maybe next week I'll share it with you, you know, like a certain acute way of just, you can make up your own thing also, but just a cute way of connecting those words of the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim together with the Esamakis. But in the meantime, you could just you know, you just stop for a second, and you know, you can you have to get used to doing it. Just quickly go through the Dam, you know, the Dam today, the Kinim, right, and the or. You know, quickly go or Shchin. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael. So it's the Uvda is really Shtayim Sheish V'Shalosh, right? The first one is to visualize and try to think, and also part of that is to look in Medrashim, Chazal, take out your Haggadah if you want, but while you're eating your bagels and lox, make sure you don't get crumbs in Haggadah, right? So that's Achas Sheish V'Shtayim, and then the second part is the Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, to try to quickly, very quickly, go through the as much as time you have allotted, you know, while the tzibur is saying the krishma, to try to quickly go through the Esamakis. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a wonderful week of Hatzlacha. We should be able to, you know, rejuvenate and to relive in the Amuna and the Chizik for the Esamakis, and it should bring chizik and motivation and inspiration into our Avodas Hashem, right? And we should be zeichet to see nisim neflos kishem shos nisla v'seinu. Once again, we should see great nisim for the Gula Shleima.
Amen.
Okay. Now I need to make the bus, right?